Okay, let's learn Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph from Maseches Tainis. We begin with the words Amar Rav Chisda, which is the last three words in Daf Yud Aleph from Yud Beis. So says Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Hada Amrit Misanim L'Shaos, that which you say that you can fast even for part of a day, and that counts as a fast day. V'hu Shalot Ta'am Klum Ad Erev. It's only called the Taina Shaos when you didn't accept the previous day to fast the entire day. You only accepted a certain amount of hours, but it has to be that you actually then fasted the entire day. But if someone who fasted that and then ate on that same day, you accepted to fast a half a day, let's say, and he only fasted a half a day and he ate lunch that day, that's not called Inui, and that's not Begeder Taina Shaos. That's not considered Taina Shaos. So even a person who ate before Chatzos, when he was mekabel on himself, that's not an iser, because that kabbalah is not considered anything. Meaning, a person is mekabel to only eat until to only fast until Chatzos, that does not count as a kabbalah's tainus, and therefore, even if he eats before Chatzos, he hasn't violated anything. So I'm like Abai says to Rav Chisda, if you're right, hatainus maliyusehi. What do you mean? Why is that called a Tainus l'shaos? That's a real tainus, what you're describing. You're describing someone who is mekabel to fast a half a day and then fasted the whole day. So fasting the whole day is not called a tainus l'shaos. That's a fast. Says Mara Lotzricha, the din of tainus l'shaos is the imlachem luche, that he changed his mind, that originally he wasn't planning on fasting, but because he was so busy, he didn't eat in the first half of the day. So at that time, he said, you know what? I'm already fasting. I already passed lunchtime. I might as well finish up the fast day. I might as well have this count as a fast day. So that's the din of tainus shows. That's what we mean when we say a tainus shows counts for something. It's talking about a guy who didn't realize that he was going to be fasting from the beginning of the day, which was halfway through the day. He hadn't eaten anything, so he said, I might as well count this as a fast. That's what we mean by tainus shows. V'amar chista called tainus shloshaka lavchama. Any fast day that he didn't complete until the end of the day, until sunset, lav shmei tainus, is not called a fast day at all. So obviously, tainus l'shaos, which is called a fast day, has to be that he fasted all day long. He just may not have been planning on that the whole time. So Gemara asks, Meisvei, we learn in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav and Beis, we're going to see when it comes to the first three fast days for rain, that Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim and Levim that work in that week in the Beis HaMikdash, Mis'an v'lo mashlimin, they fast, but they do not complete the fast until nighttime because they're so busy with the Avodah, we don't want them fasting the whole day. So you see, even though they don't complete the fast, it still counts as a fast day. So how can you tell me someone who doesn't complete the fast doesn't count as a fast day? No, over there it's not meant to count as a real fast day. They're just trying to make themselves suffer a little bit to connect to the tzibur who's fasting about the rain. But that's not a din of tainus at all, really, with regard to saying aneinu or anything like that. But in a chinami, really, you're not considered to be fasting unless you actually fast the whole day. So Gemara brings another kasha. Tashma, Dam Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, Animi b'nei Banav shel Sna ben Binyamin. I am the grandson or from the descendants of Sna ben Binyamin. Upamachas chal Tishbav lios b'Shabbos udichinuhu. And one time Tishbav fell out on Shabbos, and we pushed off the fast day la'achar Shabbos until Sunday, which was the 10th day of Av. V'yisaninu bo v'loy shel menuhu. And we fasted that day, but we didn't complete the fast. M'nei she yom tov shalanuhu, because for our family, the 10th day of Av is actually a Yom Tov. It's a day of celebration. That was the day we used to bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash for the Ma'aracha. So it was a personal celebration for our family. So don't you see, they didn't fast the whole day, and yet it still counts as a fast? Of there also, when they didn't fast all day, but they fasted part of the day, it's not because it counted as a fast. They were just trying to connect to the rest of Klal Yisrael, who actually was fasting. So Tashma, the Gemara, brings a third kasha on Rav Chisda. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that he was mekabel fasts on himself for several hours, a few times, and he used to say, I'll fast until I go home tonight. Don't you see that counts as a fast, even though he was only fasting till he went home that night and not the whole day? So no, he was just trying to exempt himself from the house of the Nasi, that they shouldn't keep bugging him to have a meal by them. He didn't always like eating by the house of the Nasi. They used to invite him all the time. So he'd say, oh, I was mekabel a fast day through dinner time, so I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to come over for lunch today because I was mekabel a fast day through dinner time. But it doesn't actually count as a fast day in terms of saying tefilas anenu. So main point number one, Rav Chisda holds Rav Chista holds it only counts as a fast if you fast all day long. The Gemara asks three questions. But answers all of them. Right, the Gemara asks three questions on Rav Chista. One from the Anshei Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, and the second one was from Rav Lazar ben Rabbi Tzadik, who was from the Shevet of Binyamin, and the third one was from Rabbi Yochanan, the guy who fasts Ad Sha'ovel LeBesi. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to explain the root of the din of accepting a fast day. Amar Shmuel, kol tainus shelo kibel olav mibod yom. Any fast day that a person didn't already accept from the previous day, lo shmei tainus, is not considered a fast day. V'yasev mayin, if he did fast even without being mekabel of the tainus, does that count for him like a fast day? Does he get rewarded for fasting? Samar Rabbi Shila, dami lemupcha demal yazika. It's like a balloon filled up with wind, or rather like coals. That have wind blow on them, that are filled up with wind. So a guy that fasts without being mekabel the fast the previous day, just didn't eat. It doesn't count as an actual fast day. So he'll say you need to be mekabel tainus in order for the tainus to count. Same as mekabel. What's the time to be mekabel tainus? Is there a set time during the day that a person has to be mekabel tainus? Rav Amar Bizman Mincha. Rav says it's during the time of Mincha. Shmuel Amar Bitfilas HaMincha. Not during the time of Mincha, but actually during the actual tefillah of Mincha. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Kavasei D'Shmuel Mistab. It's more logical according to Shmuel that it's during the actual tefillah of Mincha. D'Chsiv B'Megillas Tainus, because it says in Megillas Tainus, Lahen Kol Inish Tais D'Yesei Alohi Mikadmas Duna Yiyaser, that anyone who has a chiv to fast before it gets to these days, like he was mekabel 10 fast days, and then he goes into these days, so the din is that it's usher to eat because of the koch of that fast day, but the isser of tainus is not chal on him. I mean, really, it should have been usher to eat because of the fast day, but we say the isser of tainus is not chal on him, because these are days of Simcha, the days of Megillas Tainus. So my love, Yiyaser Atzmo Bitzlo, doesn't the Braisa mean to say that he should make himself suffer by davening? Meaning, even though he's mekabel a certain number of fast days, he has to be mekabel a fast on the previous day and to ask himself from eating, because it's a Kabbalah that's not near the day of the Tainus, and that Kabbalah is worthless. So the Kabbalah needs to be during Tefillas Mincha Davka, because it's such of a chashva thing. So we see the Tainus is Docha Yom Tov only when the Kabbalah was during Mincha time. So Sos Gemara, no, that's not what it means. It's not what the words mean. Ye Aser Atzmo, it means that he makes himself suffer. That just what he's doing is make himself suffer. That this din, that he was mekabel himself to fast from the beginning, and that becomes usher for him to eat, and he doesn't have to be mekabel another fast day close to the fast. It's good enough the first kabbalah that he did. So pligi baha, the Gemara says that maybe the two opinions argue about the following. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. It's an old machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. Chad amar yiyaser. One says yiyaser, the chad amar, and the other one says that we call yeyaser, that the natural consequence is that he's not allowed to eat because of the original kabbara. Mandi amar yiyaser, the one that says that the girsa is yiyaser, he should suffer. The brisa means kidikarmina, that he's mekabel himself a fast and davening, and then he does it dafka during the davening that's close to the Yom HaTainus, at the mincha that's close to the Yom HaTainus, and we understand the chiddush of the brisa that even a neder that he was already mekabel on himself, he has the aser b'kabbalah close to the fast day during tefillas mincha, but otherwise he would not be mispalel tefillas tainus. But says the Gemara, lemandi amar ye aser mayhi. What's the chiddush in saying ye aser? That's certainly aser to eat if he was mekabel on himself originally. The Gemara says, no, that's Gufa coming to be Mechadesh, that he has the ability to take a neder to be Mevata, L'gzera of Chazal, not to fast on these days. The Tanya, the Megillas Tainus, Kalinish, the Yesi Eloi, Mekademis, the Nayaser. When it comes to Megillas Tainus, someone who comes with a long standing tradition to fast on that day, so he's Takan Alalid on that day. Ketzad, Yachid, Shekibullah, Sheni, V'chamishi, Shal Kalashana Kula. Let's say, for example, you have a guy who fasts Bahab, he fasts some Mondays and Thursdays of the whole year. Ve'irubam yamim tovim, and aksuvim b'Megillas Tainus. And then, on a Monday or Thursday that year, some of the days that are written in Megillas Tainus as days of celebration happen to fall out in some of those days. Hey'ir is one such day. It's written down in Megillas Tainus as a day of celebration, even though Megillas Tainus was written by the Tanaim way before the Hakamas HaMedina. Im Nidro, Kodem l'gzeiraseinu, if his being Mekabel in Neder came before what Chazal were Koveya, that these days are Yom Tovim, Yivatal Nidros Gzeraseinu, then his Neder wins against the days that Chazal observe as Yontif. Vim Gzeraseinu Kodemus L'Nidro, Tevatal Gzeraseinu as Nidro. But if the Gzeros came before the Neder, then the Gzeros are going to win out. So even though Megillas Tainus, let's make this a main point, even though Megillas Tainus may conflict with a fast day, whichever came first wins. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brayse that deals with the time the Isra Achila starts on the day of the fast. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned by fast days in general that a person is allowed to eat and drink even the night before. Ad Masai Ochel V'Shosu, but until when? When does he have to stop? Ad Shialim L'Shachal Divir. Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Kros HaGever. So Rabbi holds until the first rays of light start coming up above the horizon, but Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, only until the rooster crows. So the Gemara brings two different opinions in terms of the time that we speak about for the Isra of eating on a fast day, and when it's going to be asr even before that. Amar Abai lo shanu ela shelo gamar sudaso, avo gamar sudaso eino ochel. When do we assume that you could eat through the night before a fast day? That's if you knew when you went to sleep that you weren't done eating. But if you already were gomer yisuda and you declared yourself to be done eating, then you're not allowed to go ahead and eat throughout that night. That's why if a person wakes up in the middle of the night on the night before a fast day, he should not have a coffee and not eat breakfast. Only if he was planning on waking up can he have the coffee and eat breakfast. So Isve Rava, Rava asked the question, Gamar va'amar hareza ochel, that we learn in a brisa when it comes to someone who eats on the night of a fast day, that if he finishes his meal and he gets up, so he's allowed to continue to eat, even though he already benched and he got up from the table, he's still allowed to eat. So you see that you are allowed to eat even if you finished your meal. So says Mar Hazam Kishalosi, like that's because we're talking about a case where he may have benched, but he didn't remove the table yet. So there is still more to come. It was obvious that there was still more food to come. Igadami Amarava, Lo Shanul Kishalo Yashan, Aval Yashan Shovin Ochel. Some say that Rava says it's not about whether you finished your meal, it's about whether you went to sleep. That even if you finished your meal, you're still allowed to eat the night before a fast day. But if you've gone to sleep already, then you declared an end to that day and you're not allowed to eat the night before a fast day. So Isvei Abaye, Abaye asks on this, Yashon Va'amar Areza Ochel. So doesn't it say in the Brisa that if a person goes to sleep and gets up early, he's allowed to eat even before a fast day? So it says, Mar Hasan B'Misnamnim, that case was talking about a case where a guy was just dozing off, but he didn't have a real shinas keva. Hechidam misnamnim. What does it mean to doze off? What do the words mean? So Ravashi says nim velo nim tir velo tir. It's a guy who's sort of sleeping but not really. The karele va'ani. If you were to call his name out, he would be able to respond. Velo yada adure svara. But he's not so with it. He's half asleep, so he would not be able to respond with a logical argument. Kimitkar. But if you remind him, then he will remember and he'll be able to participate in the conversation. So, last main point over here, a person can only eat the night before a fast day if he was planning on doing so. He was planning on doing so originally. Right, but the guy who just wakes up in the middle of the night says, I might as well have a snack now, since tomorrow's a fast day. That is actually halachically not allowed. It's only if a person sets his alarm and actually plans on waking up on time, only then is it actually allowed.